I think I know almost all the faces in here, which is cool. That means I've been here long enough. My name's Brandy. I have officially been in the class over a year. Last summer is when I started, and one of the things I walked away the very first night saying, why did I not do this 10 years ago when I first heard of the class? And I really wanted to come, and I just let things get in the way. We were on campus. I mean, we were here. We were here Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights and Sunday nights, but just didn't do it. And so after the very first class, I thought, that was everything I wanted. That was everything I was looking for. It is exactly what I have been needing and haven't done it. So some days I don't make it. It's been a while over the summer. Sometimes with kids and work schedules, we don't make it, but I know if I don't make it, Jim's going to call me and tell me, why weren't you here? We missed you. And I know that I can always go to the websites. I can always, well, I love the app. I don't know if anybody's done the app stuff yet, but I am loving the app because it's right there. It's on my phone. I don't have to be sitting at my house in front of my computer. I can take it with me. Love the app. So I know I can catch up. What this class means to me is having a way to verify the truth, ultimately. I have a lot of questions. Anybody who has listened to the class or been in the class knows I have questions almost every single week. A lot of these questions I've just been writing in my Bible and banking up because I know that God says if you look for the truth, you will find it. And I know His Word, it can seem contrary to itself, but when you hunt it down and when you search it out, it never is. And I know that, so I've held that in my heart, and a lot of the questions that I have, I just write them down, and I just mark them. And if anybody looks in my Bible, you'll see different colored tabs all over, and they're questions. And I have been able to rip off so many tabs as I've gone through this class going, oh, that's what that means. That's what that was for. That's how it connects to this. And there's so many different things that just make sense. And the reason it makes sense is because you're looking at the Bible the way it was meant to be read in the original language, the way it was with the nuances and the grammar and the emphatic sense of every single word is important. Every single word was meant to be read a certain way. And when you do that, your questions are answered and your doubts are filled. And God comes through just like He said He would. I mean, all the promises are there. So that's one of the biggest reasons I think I will keep coming back to this class as long as it's available, because I can't read Greek and I can't read Hebrew, and I need somebody to teach me that. I need somebody to explain it to me and to break it down. And obviously that's what we do here, and we read the Bible from the original language and study it from the original language. So, yeah, as long as Dr. Jim is here, and believe me, we pray for his health a lot. I pray for it in my Sunday school class, and I have in-laws now in other states that are praying, and they pray in their Sunday school class because we want this guy to keep on ticking and keep banking sermons so that we can keep using all of our wonderful technology. I guess that's pretty much it. I'll say, you want me just to pray and then open the class? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, hallowed be their name. You're up in heaven. You have every single right to divorce yourself from us because of our sin. You knew we would sin before you even created us, and yet you did it anyways. You knew you were going to send your son. You knew he would choose to follow you, and you knew he would be able to forgive us ultimately. His blood would redeem us. You created us anyways. That example of love is what we follow, and that love is what draws us here, Lord. We don't come with a brain. We don't come saying, this just makes sense, I have to be here. We come with a faith, and we come with a love. Lord, you're good enough to us to make it make sense. You're good enough to us that when we come to you and we seek you, you give us that truth right back. But we come with love. We come because of your grace. We come because of your mercy. And we come because we don't deserve it, but we crave it. Lord, we pray for Jim's health. We thank you that he's here another week. We thank you that you've given him the mind to soak this in and to be able to turn it around and to teach us. We thank you that you've given us the mind to be able to understand it. We thank you for the technology that this can go out, that how many different people it can reach. We thank you for the financial resources that you bring in every week to make this possible. We ask right now, as we go through another class, Lord, that you would open our minds, open the people who are reading this, watching this, hearing this months from now, years from now. We're already praying for them, Lord, that they would be able to help, you know, to hear this and to internalize it and then turn around and become disciples and make disciples. Lord, we know you deserve the spreading of your name. You deserve the spreading of your love. And that's what ultimately this class is about, learning more, to give more, to spread more, to share you. So, Lord, we thank you that you allow us to do that. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Amen.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.